Congressman Boehner, Blunt, and other leaders of the House of Representatives for coming today. And we just had a discussion about how we will work together to make sure that when we spend the taxpayers' money, we do so in a way that is fiscally sound and keeps our economy growing. I have submitted a budget to the Congress that sets priorities, no greater priority, by the way, than defending this homeland against attack. It's a budget that keeps taxes low so the economy continues to grow, and it's a budget that will balance, be in balance in 5 years. Now, there's an alternative budget that has been presented in the Congress by the Democrats, which will increase spending by a significant amount in our view, and will require tax raises in order to meet that spending. We don't think that's right for the country. We don't think that's a good way to keep the economy strong. And we think we ought to be trusting taxpayers with their own money so they can make choices with their money. And so to this end, the members of Congress delivered me a letter, 147 signatures on it, that said they will support me on any veto of a bill that exceeds the spending limits that we collectively think is necessary for the good of the country. And I want to thank the members for coming. I assured them that I'm going to work with them to represent the taxpayers and the working people of the United States, represent the small business owners that are working hard to realize their dreams and increase their payrolls. And we will be effective by working together. And I thank these leaders for coming down and spending time with us to talk about this important strategy. Of course, we talk all the time, but we got a common goal, which is to keep the economy strong and the nation safe. And I appreciate you working with us to achieve that objective. Thank you.